These old fellas. I worked at a car wash. I drove cars down there. I didn't have to wash cars. I was driving from a car lot. I tore some automobiles up too. Driving those damn things to the car wash. And I knew one of them that he owned a gambling casino in a whorehouse down there next to the hotel Bidmore. He worked at the car wash. It was just a front, you know, so that people think he had a legitimate job. Made quite a bit of money down there. But that's down there around behind Crampton Bowl, back over Hall Street area down. Oh, that's where Nat King Cole was born and raised.
I didn't know he was from Montgomery.
Yeah, he was born and raised in Montgomery. Hmm. Right over there in that part of town. So was a Maybell Thornton, the woman that sang Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. Hmm. She was from Newtown, right over there. And that's where you get the Tulane courts, you know, a federal housing project. Man, it's a bunch of damn son of bitches. I'm not kidding. They really are. We go play basketball with them all the time. Mm-hmm. Mean. That's why I always take, you go play basketball, you always be sure you take a gun along. you had a gun or something, you know, we're never be any trouble, but if you ever go with them and play basketball unarmed, or just leave one in the car.
Basketball would qualify as a rough
game. Yeah, it would. It really would. It discourage you from driving. I mean, yeah. Make you an ounce to shoot from the periphery.
Literally.
used to go over there all the time. That's one of the biggest crime areas of Newtown. It's downtown there. Back behind St. Margaret's in that area. Mm-hmm. And I would say there are probably 20,000 blacks in that area. Mm-hmm. It's a huge area. The interstate ran right through it. It goes all the way back to Alabama State College. They're back in, even in Niggertown, though, they're graded areas. They're parts that are, the part around Alabama State is for wealthy blacks. You see, Montgomery's always had a well-off, well-educated black community because you had Alabama State there. In fact, you had...
What part of town is that exactly?
Well, it's a central part of Montgomery. It's, you know, where Dexter Avenue is, it's about 2 miles south. Yeah, it's in the center part of Montgomery. I'll tell you, next time we're there, I have to drive you around Montgomery and show you all the sites. But they have private schools there, private high school and elementary school there at Alabama State. So that's where all the rich blacks go to school. They don't go to school with the others. There's a real division between rich and poor black.
Is there a middle class neighborhood?
Yeah. The middle class neighborhoods out there near Chisholm, where we are. They were generally a pretty nice bunch. We played a lot, always play with them. We got along real well with them because they're a pretty good bunch. It's Sheridan Heights is what it's called. And when you get off the interstate, you had Chisholm here and Boston there. But if you would go straight on the interstate for about half a mile, you get to Sheridan Heights. Okay, and that's a black middle class. Now, even within the huge Newtown, there's some middle class areas too. The area around Alabama State's well off. The area around Crampton Bowl is middle class. There's some middle class houses there. Sheridan Heights is kind of middle class. Now Flatwood out north of Boston is your blue gum section. I mean, it's your people there's no mixture. I mean, those folks can claim pure African descent. Unlike most of the others, they can claim pure African descent in Flatwood. And Flatwood, I guarantee that a good 85 or 90% of the blacks in Flatwood can't read or write. But they're pretty good too, you know. It's not like damn Tulane court blacks. Sorry, bunch.